Article 9 of the Solid Declaration of the Formula of Concord by Martin Chemnitz and others, translated by F. Bente and W. H. T. Dow. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. Article 9. Christ's Descent to Hell. And since even in the ancient Christian teachers of the Church, as well as in some among our teachers, dissimilar explanations of the article concerning the descent of Christ to hell are found, we abide in like manner by the simplicity of our Christian faith, comprised in the Creed, to which Dr. Luther in his sermon, which was delivered in the castle at Torgau in the year 1533, concerning the descent of Christ to hell, has pointed us, where we confess, I believe in the Lord Christ, God's Son, our Lord, dead, buried, and descended into hell. For in this confession the burial and descent of Christ to hell are distinguished as different articles. And we simply believe that the entire person, God and man, after the burial, descended into hell, conquered the devil, destroyed the power of hell, and took from the devil all his might. We should not, however, trouble ourselves with high and acute thoughts as to how this occurred. For with our reason and our five senses this article can be comprehended as little as the preceding one, how Christ is placed at the right hand of the almighty power and majesty of God. But we are simply to believe it, and adhere to the Word in such mysteries of faith. Thus we retain the substance, sound doctrine, and true consolation that neither hell nor the devil can take captive or injure us and all who believe in Christ. End of Article 9, recording by Jonathan Lang.